Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Today on the podcast, we want to think about the connection between loving and giving, between loving and giving. Now, growing up in church, I have given in a lot of different forms. And what I mean by that is growing up, there's always a time during the service where we had our what we called the tithes and offerings. And typically, somebody would pray a simple prayer, and then the deacons would pass these offering plates down the aisle. And throughout the years, I gave in a lot of different ways. Sometimes I'd throw spare change in the offering plate. When I started making some money, I'd put actual dollars in the plate. When I got my first checkbook, I wrote my check to the church, and then I found out, oh, it's even better if you put it in the church envelope. And then fast forward to today, you can give online through ACH, through credit card, and now I just have this direct thing that happens every time I'm paid. And so there's a lot of different ways to give, but I want to think about the connection between why we give and giving. One of the things that is so fascinating is every year it seems like it gets earlier and earlier to talk about Christmas. I've got some friends that shop super early, and they love it. They've got their punch list and they're ready to go. There's others that shop really late. In fact, I've got some friends from childhood that would wait till Christmas Eve to do their shopping. Now, I don't know what end of the spectrum you fall on. I'm a little bit of both. There's some things I pre-plan. There's some things I think, oh man, I forgot about that. But regardless of where you are on that spectrum, think about why you give gifts. There's a lot of many reasons. Sometimes it's out of obligation. Sometimes it's for recognition. But the greatest reason to give, and listen to this, the greatest reason to give is out of love. Love. And it's no surprise that love is the reason that Jesus gave. In fact, the most famous verse in all the Bible, John 3:16, says that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Jesus gave his life. Why? Because he loved us. And it's the most amazing gift we could ever receive, and it has at its foundation love. And I think that's the connection in our lives today, that if you love somebody, you can't help but to give to them. And so whether you shop early or if you shop late, you will always give gifts to the people that you love every single time. We can't help it because it's in our nature. Victor Hugo had this great line where he said in the 1850s, he said, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. And I think that's such a truth that comes right out of Scripture. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. And so as you think about just living a life of generosity, don't just think about what you give, though I think God's going to use that regardless, but think about why you give. And my prayer is that as you give, and whatever that may be, whether it's your time, whether it's your abilities, whether it's finances, that whatever you give will come from an overflow of love for Jesus today. Let me pray for us before we drop from this episode. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of today. Thank you for the hundreds and hundreds of people that download this and they're part of this. I pray for them as part of our faith family that you would just encourage them today. Father, would you help them to find focus in you? Father, would you help them to find hope in you? And that whether it's early morning or late at night, that they would sense that you're near and that you love them. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the kind of love, the unconditional love that you demonstrated for us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.